Well, I just greatly appreciate Aubrey's willingness to share that testimony with us this morning. Mm-hmm. There is great victory found in decision this morning. People that don't come to a place of making a firm decision are going to be miserable in the world, and they're going to be miserable in religion. They're going to be miserable in their spiritual condition until they make a choice. And that's why the scripture says, God said, I would that you rather be hot or cold. He said, you're lukewarm. He said, I'll spew you out of my mouth, because it's a very lukewarm is just a horrible condition to be in. But when we can make up our mind that, Lord, I'm going to follow you no matter what, there is a wonderful peace and a place of victory that comes when we've made up our mind no matter what happens. Thank the Lord for the song. I have a message. The title of the message this morning is Stand Your Ground. So, Aubrey, stand your ground this morning. I want to encourage all of us. I know it's after Monarch, and I know sometimes that after Monarch, the devil can work a little harder sometimes. But I want to challenge all of us in the Lord this morning to stand your ground. Now, there is a message that can be preached on gaining more ground, but that's not for this morning. I want to encourage you to stand your ground. Now, that term actually is a legal term. It's sometimes considered a line in the sand. And I know there are some political and legal and social arguments against the stand your ground doctrine. Okay? And I'm not here espousing the political doctrine of it, all right? But spiritually, I want to encourage you to stand your ground. It legally, stand your ground is a law that gives you the right to use deadly force when you believe it necessary to defend yourself against violent crime, whether it's in your home or not. So if you're somewhere out in public and someone's going to come against you with deadly force, the stand your ground doctrine says you have the right to use deadly force against them if you're being threatened. Well, in other words, there's no duty to retreat. Sometimes if you see a threat coming, you say, I'm just going to extricate myself from the situation. You know, and a lot of times that's the best policy. Just get out of the way. If someone's being difficult, just get out of their way. If you have someone at work that's being cantankerous, just stay out of their way for a day. Don't push it if you know what's coming. Well, some people say, well, I'm standing my ground. Well, we need to humble ourselves. But saints, we don't need to humble ourselves to the enemy this morning. The Lord does not want us to retreat and give up the ground that we have gained spiritually. And I want, again, let's stand our ground today. The enemy is assaulting God's people. Yeah. The enemy is working hard. And our time is short. And may I say again this morning, time is running out. We don't have very much time left. We need to stand our ground. I don't want to give up ground that the Lord has given to me. I don't want to backslide. I don't want to slide back from land that the victories that the Lord has given me in my life. The enemy is trying to steal our relationship with God. He's trying to steal the purity of the young people. He's trying to take our peace away. Let's stand our ground this morning. I'd like to begin in the scripture over in Exodus in the 14th chapter. Very familiar story when the children of Israel had, at that point they weren't really considered the children of Israel, I guess. But when they had been in slavery in Egypt, and the Lord delivered them from bondage. Isn't it a wonderful thing to be delivered from bondage? I was a slave to sin, but the Lord set me free. Well, they've been set free. But as soon as they left their slavery condition, they came to an obstacle, and that was the Red Sea. When the Lord gives you a victory, just remember there's going to be a Red Sea in front of you. If the Lord has given you deliverances here this morning, just know you're going to come to an obstacle. You're going to come to something that is going to contest the victory that God has given you. So they came to the Red Sea and they were afraid. And the army of Egypt was behind them, and they look back, and here is this mighty, powerful army coming upon a group of ex-slaves. We're not equipped to fight. We are not able to fight. We're not prepared. We haven't had a time to be in unity one with another and to have a plan. We can't do it. And so they begin to cry out and tell Moses, it would have been better if we would have just stayed in Egypt. You know what the devil is this morning? He's a liar. When you come to your Red Sea, and it's an obstacle, and you look behind you and you see where the enemy is working, the enemy is going to tell you, you should have just stayed where you were at. You wouldn't have a Red Sea to cross. You wouldn't have the enemy coming against you like they are if you would have just stayed in Egypt. You're going to be decimated. You're going to be destroyed. You cannot make it. The devil is a liar. And if the devil has been telling you these things this week, let's just expose it for what it is. It's a lie. If God has given you deliverance from sin, stand your ground. Don't go back. Yes, there's obstacles. Yes, there's giants in front of you. Yes, there's walled cities. But there is victory for us to overcome through the power of God. So stand your ground this morning. And so we read in the book of Exodus in the 14th chapter, in verse 9, the Egyptians pursued after them, the horses and the chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and army, and they overtook them encamping by the sea. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. They were called the children of Israel. That's where they came from before they got into slavery, I guess, wasn't it? And it said, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? We should have just stayed there. Let's just surrender. Let's just go back. Because we can't make it. I would almost rather be a slave than be destroyed by this great army. We can't cross this Red Sea. There's nowhere to go. And this is the message the Lord gave to them that day. He said, because they said it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Is anything bringing fear to you this morning? You have some changes that God's been working on in your life. You had some places in your life this morning that you know God has given you some victories, and yet you look around and think, you know what, it would have been better not even taking that step in faith with God. Because when you make a step in faith, the devil's going to contest it. Has the Lord ever given you a victory and you came and you testified, this is what God has done, and you started having problems again right after that? You know who that is? That's the devil. You know how to fight that battle. That wasn't God. You can start rebuking the devil now. Well, Moses said, just don't be afraid. Stand still. Stand still. In other words, stand your ground. Don't give up. Don't let down. Don't turn around and go back to where you came from. Stand your ground. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show to you this day. For the Egyptians whom you've seen today, you shall see them again no more. Verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you. I don't know what obstacles you have, but when you have left Egypt, there will be a Red Sea. When you have left Egypt, there will be an army that will come behind you. It will happen. And yet, He said, the Lord will fight for you. We are not capable this morning of crossing the Red Sea in our own ability. We are not able to overcome the army of the Egyptians in our own power. But the Lord will fight for you. So maintain your decision. Maintain the course that God has set in your life. Stand your ground. There have been many that have lost their spiritual lives because they retreated in fear. And they ended up losing their life. And it was worse off for them than it was in the beginning. And yet, if you will stand your ground, God has some more victories for you this morning. Well, we have overcome the wicked one because greater is he that is where? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Stand your ground. Have you ever, maybe you young fellas, or maybe those you older fellas did this before. When you were younger, did you ever get in front of you, push one another and see who could push each other off their little spot? You just push and you see who could overcome. You're trying to stand your ground. The devil's pushing this morning. But I want the devil to know this morning, you push, I'll push back. I'm not going to do that with people. I'm going to humble myself to you. But when the devil pushes, push back. Stand your ground. Don't give in. Because there is a power. There is a source of strength when I am weak that I found in the blood of Jesus. There is a source of strength when I am weak in the power of the Holy Spirit that endued me with power to enable me to say no to Michael. Enable me to say no to the flesh. Enable us to say no to the devil, but by God's grace, a power to say yes to God. Stand your ground this morning. Yes. Don't give up. Don't back up. Don't go back on your decision this morning. Let's stand our ground. Thank God there's a greater power in the face of overwhelming odds. Stand your ground. When it looks like it's impossible, stand your ground. When you are tired of fighting the devil and you're just worn out. Anybody ever been there? I have. It's like I got so frustrated and tired and worn out from fighting the devil. Don't let down now. You're about to get the victory. Stand your ground. When you look and you think, I just can't do it. Look at all these forces that are against me. Stand your ground. Remember the story of Jehoshaphat? Very similar to this. Jehoshaphat had the army was arrayed against Jehoshaphat, and they looked on. They said, we can't do this. And it said they sought the Lord. And the message from the Lord to Jehoshaphat found in 2 Chronicles, verse chapter 20, verse 17. The Lord said, ye need not to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand ye still. You know another way of putting that when he said, set yourself, it's I'm getting fixed. I'm planting my feet, and I'm not moving. I'm not budging. I'm standing my ground. The Lord said, set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed, because tomorrow I want you to go against them, and the Lord is going to be with you. Stand your ground this morning. Can you go home and face your battles? Stand your ground. Don't give up. What God has given to you, He wants you to maintain. Yes, He wants you to keep moving and gaining ground. But hold the land that you have today. I remember a number of years ago, the song that was kind of the theme song at Monarch. And it's been a number of years ago. It was No Ground. I'm giving up no ground. Some might need to help me out. I'm absolutely, positively glory bound, and I'm not giving up no ground. It's a little English may not be just right, but it's not in some songs. I'm not giving up any ground. I'm going to stand, and I'm going to hold on to what God has given to me. Stand in the power of His might. The scripture in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 says, take on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to what? To withstand against the wiles of the devil. That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. And then it goes on. Stand ye therefore. And it goes through the armor. All right. Put on the armor of God. Get equipped with what the Lord has provided us for. But stand. Stand, therefore. The weapons of our warfare are not what? They're not carnal. But they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The Red Sea. The walls. The giants. The army that's coming up behind me. Those are strongholds. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We sit sometimes and think, okay, what do I do? What decisions do I make? How can I do this? And oh, how can I? You want to talk about fear and despair? Lord, I am weak and I need your help. And the Lord says, just stand your ground and I'm going to fight for you. Folks, God is going to bring greater victories and deliverance in His time and in His way. But in the meantime, stand your ground. Don't cave. Don't give in to the enemy. The pressures are really strong right now. Y'all remember in our revival meeting a number of years ago, Brother James was talking about those palm trees. He said when the wind would blow, there's a certain palm tree that it could almost blow all the way over. And the branches would almost touch the ground, and yet those roots were so deep, it would cause that thing to spring back up. Sometimes we feel tossed about, and the wind's blowing, and the pressures are fierce. Stand your ground. David and Goliath, familiar story in 1 Samuel 17. When David showed up to bring lunch to his brothers, what did he find the men of Israel doing? Yeah, they were cowering back. They were running away because there was a giant, Goliath. And it literally says when the men of Israel saw the man, they fled from him and were sore afraid. Isn't that a reproach on God? Here we say we're God's people. Then the enemy comes out. We're running. Stay on your ground this morning. Yes, I know Goliath is big. And I know it's intimidating, but stand your ground. David came and said, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause this morning? Can we stand in the truth that God has blessed us with? Can we not stand? Stand not in defiance, stand in love. Preach the truth in love, but let's preach it. Let's teach it. Let's live it. Let's not cave when we have pressures around us saying, let's stop teaching that. This isn't real. This generation doesn't really want to do this. Let's stop. You know what? If I'm preaching my opinions, I need to stop. But when it's the Word of God, I want to stand my ground. I want the Lord to teach me if there's places that people sometimes can start mixing things with the Word. Lord, perfect that in us. But when it's truth and when it's right and it's holiness and it's purity and it's godliness and it's relationship, stand your ground. Don't give in. Don't cave. But with humility and with grace and with love, maintain the course and hold on to the land that the Lord's given you because there is a cause. Stand your ground. Unbelief and doubt and fear will contest the ground that God has given us. Let's stand our ground. Well, over in the book of Jeremiah, and I'm just quoting them because for the sake of time this morning, no, those that are viewing didn't have this, but the rest of us, I think this, like we said, about the third message this morning. So, Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand in the way. Stand in the way and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But the people's response was, we will not walk therein. I want to encourage us to stand in the way and say, Lord, which way do you want me to go? I don't want to go back to where I came from. I don't want to retreat. There's going to be opposition and pressure, saints. Remember the three Hebrew children? Talk about peer pressure. Everybody was bowing down to the idol, to the image that the king had made. And yet those three young men stood. They stood their ground. They didn't bow down. They didn't cave. They didn't say, well, the Lord knows my heart, so just to avoid some issues, I'm just going to go ahead and bow down, but Lord, it's not my heart. You know, that's how the enemy works sometimes. Well, my heart's right, so what's on the outside, what I do doesn't matter as much. The three Hebrew children stood in humility, but they stood and they did not bow down. And when they were given another opportunity, when the fiery furnace was in front of them, do you remember what they said? Talk about decision now. They said, we are, O king, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. In other words, we don't need to think about it anymore. Our mind is made up. I've made up my mind. No matter what others may do, what's the rest of it say? I will follow you. I'm going to follow Christ no matter what everybody else does. This morning, stand your ground. If you're feeling pressure from people you work with, stand your ground. If you're feeling pressure from your friends this morning to go a different way and you know you're going to lose ground that God has given you, stand your ground. If you're feeling pressure from family members and this week someone had told us the last couple weeks with a situation at Monarch. It said, if I do such and such, I'm going to lose my family's not going to agree with me. I might lose my family and this might happen and that might happen. And you know what? All I can say is stand your ground. Don't compromise truth because of the sake of people around you, because God can work there too. God can work a miracle in people that are in your lives that won't like it when you stand your ground. I'm not talking about standing your ground in your opinions. I'm not talking about standing your ground in spiritual obstinacy. I'm not talking about standing your ground in because you're just stubborn. You know, some people try to spiritualize their stubbornness. People that love the Lord, just admit it if you're stubborn and quit trying to say you're just... You know what I'm saying? But stand your ground in issues of truth, but do it in love. Do it in humility. And when you say, but this person or that or my children or my husband or my wife or my parents or my grandparents or this person, oh, folks, can we not say there is a cause? And I want to stand my ground in humility, but I don't want to lose what God's given to me. I don't want to lose what God, because the devil's pushing hard. You young folks are feeling a lot of pressure. I know you are. But I want to say this. Those of us that are starting to get older are feeling more pressures too. Let's stand our ground this morning. I'm not careful to answer you in this matter. I'm going to stand my ground. And if it means I go through the fiery furnace, then you know what? The Lord is going to be in there with me. That fourth man will be in the fire if you'll stand your ground in love and in Him. Ezekiel chapter 22, we won't turn to it. You remember the scripture says, I sought for a man to do what?
Stand in the gap.
I want to encourage the men here this morning. You young men. You older men. The Lord's looking for some men to stand in the gap. When others are falling away and the pressures are great, are there some young men? Are there some fathers? Are there some husbands? Are there some grandfathers that can stand in the gap and say, I'm going to stand my ground. And I want to hold on to what God's given to me. I want the Lord to be able to trust me, to stand my ground. And as we as men stand in the gap, we can end up being a blessing to our family and to the church and to those we work with. But if we as men start caving, giving up spiritual ground, we also will have a great impact on our family and on the church. And on people we work with. I want to encourage us to stand in the gap. Stand your ground this morning. And some of this comes by what the special song said. I've made up my mind. Jesus told some very words that have been repeated in all kinds of situations. But he said a kingdom divided against itself will what? Yeah, it will fall. It won't stand. A kingdom divided against itself. If our mind is not made up this morning, we will not be able to stand the ground. We're going to end up caving. But when we make up our mind and say, Lord, my mind's made up, now I need you to give me the strength to follow through. There is a power that can enable us this morning to stand by the decision that we make. But if we are waffling, well, I'm just not sure. You know what? That's like someone that's in that pushing match, and they're just kind of like, well, I'm just not sure, and they get unsteady on their feet. The next thing you know, that person's going to be having lost their ground. Spiritually, it's the same way. We need to set our hearts and set our minds that, Lord, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to stay in the ground no matter what happens. One of the reasons, as we come to a close this morning, one of the reasons that the children of Israel lost the battle of Ai. Now, that was the second battle. That was after Jericho, right? The Lord had given them a wonderful victory at Jericho. The walls came down. The Lord wants your walls to come down this morning. But there's an Ai. There's an Ai after that. And they went and they lost the battle because they went in their own strength. But it was also because there was sin in the camp. Remember that there was one amongst them who had hidden some of the garments and kept some of the silver and the gold. And the Lord told them in Joshua 7, he said, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies because they were accursed. And God told them, he said, sanctify yourselves. In other words, get rid of that thing in your life that's been in disobedience to God. If there is an area in our life this morning that we know we are not pleasing God, we need to sanctify ourselves. We need to make the changes in our life that I know that this God is not pleased with this in my life, but I expect to have victory in this area of my life. Many times we struggle not having victory because there's a place of disobedience in another part of our life. And the Lord said, sanctify yourself and then I'll be with you. Sanctify yourself, be obedient, and then you will be able to stand against the enemy. In closing, let's turn and read in Revelation chapter 3. He wrote to the church at Sardis in the second verse. He said, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found my works perfect before God. And that's not the essence of the message here this morning. But he said, remember therefore how thou hast received. I want you to remember how I've dealt with you. I want you to remember what I've given to you. I want you to remember the land that you held. And he said, hold fast. Don't let the enemy steal it from you this morning. He said, therefore, if thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Time